The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
We've all been shocked by the actions of the rapist Raymond Shorten, who, as we heard from Frank Greene yesterday, has been jailed for 17 years for raping two women in his taxi after they spent nights out in Dublin city centre. That's added on to the 13-year sentence that he's received for raping a 7-year-old girl. But new information out today from the National Transport Authority says there have been 70 people who have reported been either raped or sexually assaulted in taxis between 2017 and last year, which is shocking. And one of the things that Justice Paul McDermott said yesterday in his sentencing of Raymond Shorten is that people have a right to feel that if they are taking a taxi home, that that is a safe way of getting home, particularly if they want to avoid walking at night or don't want to take public transport. How many women in particular have been encouraged, take a taxi because it will be safe? Jim Waldron, spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association, is with us. How do you think taxi drivers are going to deal now with the legitimate concerns that the public would have about the safety of getting into a taxi?
Well, Matt, thanks for having me on. It's got to take a bit of time, I would imagine, to build up the trust again. This man has destroyed, and other individuals have destroyed, the trust that's been built up over the years. But the biggest thing would probably be that the Garda could probably come out and reassure the public that taxi drivers who are driving taxis don't have any previous record, as would seem in this particular case, that this man had a previous record and he was allowed to continue to drive a taxi. So it's down to policing.
Okay, but what about putting things like CCTV in taxis as a protection to the customers, but also as a protection perhaps to the driver in the case of potentially a false allegation?
Yeah, we don't have an official stand on CCTV footage at the CCTV in the car at the moment, because there's a lot of unanswered questions if it's made compulsory, and they would be like, who stores the footage, who could access the footage, can a customer request footage without you knowing about it, would you have to pay to retrieve the footage? So there's a lot of unanswered questions, but we would invite the conversation with the National Transport Authority, and we would hope that they would engage with taxi representatives and they'd listen to driver concerns before they made the decision, maybe reassure and explain to us how it would be used in a transparent way, rather than just coming out and making a statement that's good for publicity as it is at the moment.
During COVID, an awful lot of taxis had essentially a barrier between the driver and passengers, either between the front seats and the back, or sometimes it was almost like the driver was in a cube. Should that actually be restored? Not because of any fears about COVID or anything like that, but just as a security measure for everyone concerned?
Again, Matt, at the time of COVID, a lot of people put them in for their own safety, and a lot of people have taken them out. Drivers don't feel comfortable with them in the car. They think the job has changed. The environment has changed when you put up the screen. So it's down to an individual. If an individual wants to put up a screen, let them put up a screen. In actual fact, which was crazy, when drivers put them up the last time, they had to take them out while they were doing their NCT or they wouldn't be approved. So there was contradictions there. So again, the conversation should happen with the National Transport Authority and taxi drivers. We're open for all these conversations, but trying to make anything compulsory is not the way to go without discussion.
Okay, listener says, I have a PSV licence, part of which is an extensive Garda vetting. 99% of us are decent folk, so I've been penalised with CCTVs for a few bad apples seems very unfair. I can understand why that listener says that, Jim, that the vast majority of taxi drivers are extremely decent people who wouldn't in a million years dream of doing what Raymond Shorten has done and what may have been done in other cases, judging by the allegations that have been made to the National Transport Authority. And there are many very good taxi drivers who have been very good in helping people who needed help, maybe particularly if they've had too many drinks after a night out and the rest of it. But something is going to have to be done, isn't it, to sort of restore the public's faith in the safety of our taxis.
Yeah, but taxi drivers haven't been listened to over years. One of the recommendations we've, one of the requests that we've had for years will be that we should put CCTV on taxi ranks so that the people getting into the taxi can be monitored, and, you know, so drivers feel safe coming to that taxi rank, and maybe people would feel safe standing in that particular place waiting on a taxi, and that the taxi would be picked up on the CCTV as to who picked up the passenger. So let's try...
Okay, sorry, Jim, that's better than nothing, but in reality, how many people actually now go to ranks rather than using an app to be collected at a specific location?
We're getting constant complaints from people who say that they can't get a taxi on the app. And we've been calling for this for a long time. And if there was a central place that drivers felt safe they could go to pick up people who are queuing in an orderly fashion, well, then that's the place where we want to go. We don't want to be picking up people in the street wondering what are they like when they get into my car. That's the problem a taxi driver has to face every night.
Thank you very much, Jim Waldron, spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.